Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back live to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon and John Nelson of Soccer Down here set to recap one of the wildest affairs I've ever sat and watched. Unfortunately, Atlanta United still comes out on the losing end of this one, but a wild first half turns into a wilder second half. It ends 5-4, and Atlanta United was pushing, trying to find something, unable to get that one that would have given them 1 point. And Ronnie Dyla caught up with Madison Cruz down on the field after all the chaos.
Coach, what did you see from the touchline?
It was a crazy game. I don't think I've experienced something like this in my life. I think we started really good. I think we had some really good opportunities. We cross this set play, have them under pressure, and then every time they attack, I felt they were dangerous and they score goals. And you know, they had 5 shots on target and they score all of them. And there's 2 big chances, so we are not closing the center good enough there. We have way too easy to score on today. But we had always chances, and the crazy is when we got up to 5-2, I feel like really we can win the game. We can. That's a crazy thing. And we have to give everybody a big credit for the morale and how hard they work. But it's crazy that we come out and lose this game in the end. And they are very, very good team, I have to say that. Offensively, they are very good. But we knew if we defended well, we would get our chances. But we didn't defend good enough today in the first half. We gave them 2 big chances. And then we have to chase. And we did it in a good way. And in the end, we should have a pointer. So. It's very difficult to say anything because it's the strangest I've seen.
Going into halftime, it was 5-1. What was the message from you to the team in the locker room? And also, what did you make of the response in the second half from the guys to come back the way they did?
We changed the system, you know, because we get run off in the center too much. So we had more players in there, go to a 3-5-2, and we get good effect at once. We scored 2 goals very quick, and then of course then the game is alive, and we had unbelievable chances to score more goals. So the second half was very, very good, and the first half was not terribly bad. That's crazy to say, but we gave them 2 easy chances, but we also have to take advantage over our chances, and the times we get into the boxes, so we have to have more clear cut chances when we are so many times in around the box like we are. And as I said, Columbus is a very, very good attacking team, and today they went too quick for us in some of the phases today.
5 games left in the season. What do you want to see from the guys as these next games come around?
We need to keep on going. You know, we want to develop ourselves. We want to get better every day. We have a lot of changes in the squad. We need to use every game now to get something out of the last games to be ready for next season. That's important. We want to win and also, you know, give supporters everything they deserve to have. So that's what we're going to fight for in the last games.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Well, look, we're going to hear more from Ronnie Dowling when he takes to the post-game podium in just a moment. We've got John Nelson here single-handedly taking down the Amazon with the amount of notes he's taking.
Yeah, the amount of legal pads, the amount of legal pads I've gone through this season taking post-game notes, it is an amazing amount of recycled paper.
What was the first thing that you wrote down, or biggest thing that stood out to you?
Ronnie saying it was a crazy game. I mean,
you
no,
needed
no
to hear
lie.
For him to know.
No, but you know he mentions the starting well and having all of those opportunities where and you know you had those chances for Atlanta United early on, you didn't get anything in the back of the net. Then when Columbus comes back and is dangerous in the attack, they had 5 shots on target and 3 of them end up in the back of the net. They weren't close enough in the center defensively, and the biggest thing from Ronnie was talking about the formation change at the beginning of the second half, going to the 3-5-2. And he gave the guys a lot of credit for their morale. So he admitted they didn't defend well in the first half. And then you make the formation change to the 3-5-2, and then you get those 2 goals early on in the second half. And he said, 2 good chances, and you go from there, and you thought that there was a chance when you were at 5-2, and then it gets to 5-3. And, look, second half was just chaos.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, and the stats don't necessarily play out how the game itself was shown. And statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession just about split, 51% for Columbus. Atlanta with a significant edge on shots, 17-7.
And that was even in the first half carrying over to the second.
Yeah.
So, I mean, XG was theirs, if you believe in that kind of stuff. It was theirs in the first 45. Shot advantage was there in the first 45. It's just that you had those chances that Columbus was clinical and surgical in putting them in the back of the net.
Shots on goal, 8-7, the edge for Atlanta. And then the XG, befuddling, 3.8 for Atlanta. Just 1.7 for Columbus, but with a tally of 5, and that's why XG to me is a meaningless stat. they roll out 5-0 in this game, and it's one of the things I talked about, John, pre-match. Mm-hmm. And we saw it in Columbus. You had a stretch of 20 minutes. You did not have the better of it, and you were down 3-0.
Yep.
It's 25 minutes in this one from the 14th all the way to the 39th, and it's 5 goals. And that's what really killed Atlanta United tonight, and I think it's in large part killed them at multiple times during the season. Stretches of play when you don't have the better of it cost you.
And also when you don't finish. Even if
Stretches of play when you have the better of it and don't tally
right.
5 goals, which is another thing we've seen. So it's gone both ways for Atlanta, unfortunately, in this season. But I will say this, John. You know, we're sitting up there, it's 5-0, and it's like, boy, how are we going to talk about this one? At no point did I ever conceive of an idea in the 40th or 42nd minute of, hey, we might be congratulating these guys, we might be complimenting these guys, pats on the back here for a little bit. And we're going to remind you, you did lose the game, and that's understandable.
Right.
But to go from 5-0 and being completely out of it, and I saw some of the articles that were being written in the press box, and you work ahead when you have a 5-0 lead, right?
You got a deadline.
I saw the articles. They have to change what is being said because of how this thing played out. It was just one of those things where you start to get to 5. I mean, look, you get a penalty kick right before halftime.
Okay, and you're like, yeah, you're going, yeah, okay, cool.
Irrelevant. Yeah. At the time, it's irrelevant.
Right.
Right? It's a mercy goal.
Mm-hmm.
You come out and score, I don't know, 38 seconds into the second half.
You're like, okay.
You're okay, they weren't ready, and now they're going to snap
and hey, that's
it.
Happened to Atlanta United in the past, too.
It's still 5-2, and it's not really much of anything.
Mm-hmm. Then,
but then you score
in the 50th.
3 minutes later, 4 minutes later, and you start to say, all right, hold on now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on now. Mm-hmm. Because at 5-3, and we've talked about Atlanta United coming out sometimes, it's tough to turn it back on if you need to.
Yeah, if you've throttled down.
It's tough.
then you have that moment where it's like, okay, game on, and then you're trying to slam it back into gear, and sometimes it takes a little while for everything to come back, and it did.
It took a while for Atlanta United to get the fourth. They show 8 minutes of stoppage time, and you just start to wonder if you can find. They had a couple chances.
They had a couple of chances in
extra time there, to potentially pull this one even. And you think it would have been crazy us talking about a 5-4 defeat? Imagine we're talking about a 5-5 draw where you're down five, then up five.
I mean, how many people had flashbacks in their head about the NYCFC match from earlier this season?
Yeah,
where you're having that kind of a comeback and. You end up with, I mean, there were the chances late. There was the one at the far post, I think, where Jamal was, I think it was the flick header from Mihai that was heading to the far post, and Jamal just missed the connection there. You had Steon Gregersen, who I think he got clipped as he was trying to make contact with the ball at the edge of the six. Ball goes up and over the bar. You had Alexi, who was called in after having to work through a bone bruise that he picked up during the international window. He has the shot that kind of clatters around, and Schulte has to make like the self-defense save. So the chances were there for Atlanta United in the second 45.
Well, courtesy of our own Mike Conti, first loss for Atlanta United in club history when they've scored four or more goals previously, 27 wins, no draws, no defeats.
And this I know you'll finish the Mike stats in a second. This is now tied for sixth in Major League Soccer history for most total goals in a match with 9, obviously.
And that's the club record as well.
11 was the most, and 10 were in there.
Pretty wild. We'll get to man of the match in a moment, but first, a couple more comments from Ronnie Dyla at the post-match podium.
Those who knows, it's the strangest game I've seen in my life, I think. I think we started very well. I think we should have scored more goals in the first half. We have so many opportunities inside the 16 that we should have more out of. But they are scoring every time they attack, they get something. And we talked about close in the center and deal with crosses when they come inside and go on the opposite side. We give away a couple of goals in easy technical mistakes. But also, we have not been that bad in the crossing situation either. I think Bartos was missing a lot in that area. We were not following their tempo. I have to say also that they are a very good football team. They are offensively the best team in the league, in my opinion. But defensively, we knew that if we defended well, as I said on Thursday, defend well, we're going to win the game. But we didn't do that in the first half. And we need to put five in the back in the end to get to control over their runs and in the midfield because we get dribble off on the sides, we get played through in the center of the pitch, and then they are, of course, dangerous and they have quality in the last third of the pitch. Have to get credit about how we deal with 5-0 down. That's, you know, we get 5-1. We could have more goals. So I think it's 10-5 in chances to us today. We have 3-80 in something in expected goals, and they have 1.5, but they have big chances they have, I think. It's like so in the end we could maybe get something after the game because we have some good chances there to get 5-5 and score more in the second half, but we couldn't handle their tempo in part of the first half.
This is the earliest in a 34 match season that the team has been eliminated from making the playoffs. What is the single most important reason, do you think, that is?
Consistency. Because it's about consistency in style of play. It's consistency in people. That we have changed many players. It's been a lot of injuries, specifically in defense. So we have never had a good run there. And also in the staff, we have changed... last year, 18, 19 out of 23 people in the staff. So if we're going to find one thing, so that is the thing. We need to now, also inside the season, we have got 7 players out, we get four players in. So it's also, we have changed a lot in the players there to do something with the mentality and how we play and how to suit the way we want to play. So I think that is the biggest thing. And also, after today, We should have conceded 34 goals. We have conceded 53. You know, you have to. We haven't been effective enough. We haven't been good enough inside the two boxes. We have scored today. We scored 4 goals, but we should have scored 3.5. So that's, you know, it's almost we scored what we should have done today. but we conceded everything. You know, that has been the thing. If you see Messi, he has could expect to score 10 goals this year. He has scored 19.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's been a recurring message from Ronnie Dyla, is not good enough in both boxes. Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't want to be too obvious, but it's tough to argue with that. They have created chances at times this season. They have not created the goals. I don't even care what the actual goal versus the expected goal is in terms of being better. You can't concede 53 goals. I think that was the number he gave. You can't be at that tally number. I don't care who your center back pairings are, who's injured, who your keeper is. That's just not good enough for a team that has the expectations that this one has, especially when you're not able to score at the levels that we maybe thought they were going to at the start of the season. So that is certainly a message that they have been hearing, not just recently, but for months since this season had an obvious turn downward early on.
And he also reminded us that not having Bartosz Sliszcz in the lineup because of yellow card accumulation,
yeah,
you have that presence of Bart in the middle that will help you out defensively. He can be that extra center back if you need him to. He can jump into the play if you need him to. Having him out of the lineup today, you saw how important Bartosz Sliszcz is to the starting 11, too, for Atlanta United.
No doubt about it. All right, when we come back, actually, before we head out, we do need to get a man of the match. I know who I would go with. I want to see if you echo my private thoughts.
Jamal.
Very good.
I'm going with Jamal on the night, and Jamal played the full 90 minutes, had the two goals, drew the PK for the third, which was for the goal number one on the day, and it was three shots on target, and it was one successful dribble attempt, won a penalty, had the one big chance missed. 33 touches, 15 of 18 passing at 83%, had one long ball on the day, won 9 of 12 of his duels, 6 of 8 on the ground, 3 of 4 in the air, fouled 4 times, and had one tackle and one dribble passed on the day. So Jamal Thierry, 9.1 according to our friends at SofaScore,
wow,
and he is my nominee for the night.
Yeah, it would have been mine as well. That's his first of the season, though. He's had a couple of nice performances, but his first official man of the match. All right, when we come back here on the full-time report, the highlights brought to you by Scana.
So how long is the show?
It might take the rest of the show, and so we're going to get to it. But it was really that wild. We think we should listen back to them, and it's kind of crazy how many of them came in quick succession. So the highlights coming your way next. It is John Nelson, Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, John Nelson here on the full-time report. A wild affair, 5-4. Columbus takes the 3 points, but was a little bit, let's say, more nail-biting for the Crew.
A little hairy, than, a little dicey.
It once felt like it would be, of course, and we'll hear it in a moment, but they were up 5-0 in this match, and then Atlanta United able to score 4 to make it a nail-biter down the stretch, final couple of minutes, a chance here or there went empty, and that is your final score. Before we get to the highlights here, John, any more comments from what you heard from Ronnie Dyla that you'd like to bring up before we advance?
But his whole issue, once again, about consistency in it, and it was multiple, it was a three-pronged thing when he was talking about consistency this season being the bugaboo, where it was style of play and consistency, the people, once again, you had the 12 transactions, 6 in and 6 out, and then injuries in defense, where Ronnie was just talking about overall consistency this season. And he said that Columbus is the best team in the league in his mind. And when you
offensively,
yeah. when you have someone like Wilfred Nancy, and you have we had on the show this week, we had the play-by-play voice for Columbus Crew, Chris Doran, on SDHAM, and we were discussing the idea of offensively for Columbus, just because you see what it's supposed to look like in a formation is not how those individuals play. You have center backs that jump into the play. They're running on the inside channels. They're making outside runs, and you have to account for what I referred to as jokers with Columbus, and to figure out what they're going to do. They are hard to track at times, and we've seen it twice this season against Atlanta United, where if they hit that run, and they're doing the same moves, it's cutback crosses, and it's different guys hopping into the play, they're going to be a handle to deal with, but they've got the issues defensively. And then tonight, we saw Columbus shut it down. So offensively, one of the best teams in the league. And they are a handful, but I think Atlanta exposed a lot of things tonight for the rest of the league to watch on tape going forward.
Yeah, and the other thing for Columbus is they strike in bunches. They did it the first time Atlanta United faced them on the road in Columbus, and they certainly did it again tonight. The highlights here brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262. To sign up today. Through the first 10-12 minutes, it started out even, and then you started to get the feel that Columbus was taking advantage. They had 2 goals that were ruled later off sides and taken off the board, but then in the 14th minute, the man that came into the match leading Columbus in goals tallied once more. It was Diego Rossi in the 14th.
Drop back to Amundsen. Now it pinballs down the middle to Gazdag, and it's stolen. Moyamba dropping it back to Mahai. He's in a jam. Hibbert off his line. He's able to parry it away from the first man, but then it is slammed into the net by Rossi. Atlanta United completely picked apart, and Jaden Hibbert's streak of 235 minutes without conceding comes to an end. It's 1-0 Columbus.
Yeah, and Diego Rossi tallies one, and then he tallies again just 2 minutes later, and you started to really feel pretty bad about where this night was headed.
Off the throw, this is sent the throw, down the near touchline, Gregerson digging for it, can't get there, and now you've got a 4v1 coming down the left wing as it's played ahead to Arston, left side of the 18 from a tough angle, dribbles to the edge of the 6, back heel flick, Gazdag, cross shot, score, 2-0 Columbus. The Crew did this to Atlanta back in Columbus. They had a sequence where they made Atlanta look like a JV team, and that is what they are doing here. 2-0 in a matter of moments, and Rossi has a brace in the span of 90 seconds.
Yeah, it came quick, and it did not stop again just 10 minutes later, just under 10 minutes later. It was another assist for Daniel Gazdag. Andres Herrera got in on the points there, and it's Wassam Abu Ali.
Yeah. 5 goals, 25 minutes. Rossi also graded out to a 9.1 on SofaScore with his hat trick. But concern for Wilfred Nancy, as you had Diego Rossi leaving in the 42nd minute because of an injury. And I think it looked like a hamstring, if I remember correctly, at the time. So that's something that Wilfred Nancy is going to have to navigate for the foreseeable future. But Diego Rossi, 3 goals, hat trick, 25 minutes, 5 goals on the board for Columbus. And after 39, it was 5-0.
Yeah, and it looks like that was going to be pretty much it. But Atlanta did start to turn the corner there. And made themselves known just before halftime. Jamal Thierry gets loose inside the box. A nice little cutback. He gets his legs swooped out from under him. It is given as a penalty kick in first half stoppage time. And that is when Miguel Almiron erases Columbus's clean sheet, puts one home from the spot.
All right, action at the goal to our right. Miguel Almiron looking for his 4th goal of the year. It's Patrick Schulte, who's saving at 65% on the year. Hands on hips for Almiron. Gets the whistle from Freeman. He's looking at the ball. And now he trots up to it. He strikes it and scores. And Atlanta gets one back on a penalty in first half stoppage time. It's now 5-1.
Yeah, really nicely taken penalty kick there. Conviction, stepped up, hit it with power.
At that point, I was just like, look, just smash it past Schulte. Don't try to be cute with it. Just get something on the board. And he did. He slotted it to Schulte, drove to his right. Miggy sent it to Schulte's left in the near.
Even if he had gone left, it would have been difficult. Yeah. He hit it with pace. He hit it with power. He hit it with precision. And you head into halftime trailing 5-1. And then coming out of halftime in something that I can only say reminds me of the Atlanta Falcons' first drive. I mean, you draw up and diagram your first couple of plays. It was less than a minute, and you had found the back of the net again, this time courtesy of Pedro Amador.
Atlanta kicks off, moves from right to left. Well, moves from right on diagonal for TRA, which connects. He heads it into the far attacking corner to Almiron. Miggy now to the overlapping. Lennon with the cross to the back post header. Score! Okay. It's now 5-2 as Pedro Amador scores for the first time this year.
This game. He is not wrong.
Two things out of that call. Mm-hmm. First off, it starts with the opening kickoff. I mean, that's how quickly it came. Yeah. We didn't have to extend it. Mm-hmm. It went straight from kickoff into the back of the net. And little did Jason know at that time that 5-2 and we were just getting started, because in the 46th minute at 5-2, but in the 50th minute, it is now 5-3 as our man of the match, Jamal Thierry, tallied his first.
Mahai, now Barry Mahai, a call behind center circle, squares it over to Mahai on the left side. He'll pitch over the top for Thierry,
a 50-50
ball. Oh, and it's off the toe of Thierry. He bodies it down and shoots and scores! And now it's 5-3!
What a ball from Inea Mihai!
What is going on? If you left the stadium, if you're in your car, if you're outside taking a smoke break, come back, because Atlanta United has woken up in a big way.
Well, I don't know if you could have done that if you left the building.
I think you're out.
I don't think you get the ultraviolet stamp on the way out the door.
You can hang out though in the Home Depot backyard and wait for the party to commence. And it looked like you might have been headed in that direction. It took a while after the flurry from first half stoppage time and really going back to the flurry of Columbus.
Columbus went to a line of 5, drifted into a line of 6, and you had some times where it was 2 lines of 4 and a line of 2, but they went to a back line of 5 just trying to stop it.
I mean, especially in the span bridging halftime of 35 minutes, you have, say, you know what, 8 goals scored here, whatever the number is. and then giving Atlanta United one final chance. In the 88th minute, Jamal Thierry put them within just one touch of a draw.
Reversing back to the right where he flicks to Alzate. Lennon calling for it. Lennon calling in the far corner. Instead, it's Gregerson with a cross. Thierry header. Score! It's 5-4!
Yeah, and at that point, it was just like, you know, at 5-3, it was still like, you had taken 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
You're kind of like, is there enough time there?
Yeah.
You don't know. And then Jamal puts it in the 88.
He gets a brace, and now you're starting to say, all right, now.
Because you had eight added.
And they're back. Well, you didn't know that yet.
No.
But they're back on their heels in a big,
big way.
Oh,
absolutely. And Patrick Schulte was livid at his back line.
And then you see, you get a couple of cheers here. You know, the referee points to his watch. He's like, I know they're delaying the game. I got it clocked. And you get a cheer for that. And then you get 8 minutes, and you get a big boom mm-hmm. from the crowd who sees that it's going to be 8 minutes. And Atlanta United has got this team back against the ropes, and they're pushing forward here. And unfortunately, it wasn't to be despite a chance here or there, including one or two really good ones. Mm-hmm. They're in stoppage time, so Atlanta United does fall in this one 5-4. But again, just the points aside, and I think Mike and Jason said it very well at the end of their regular broadcast, this is not a game that's going to cost you the playoffs. That was a long time ago in terms of running out of that. So it was nice to see this team fight back. Mm-hmm. You're ultimately not too bothered by the final result. You're bothered by the fact you went down 5-0. We're going to talk about that on the other side in just a moment. But again, there have been some losses previously this season. Not all losses are created equal, mm-hmm. right? And there have been some losses even earlier in the season where you and I specifically have been very critical of this team, very down on this team, and questioning the path forward. And I think rightfully so. I think tonight it's a different feeling. I think
it's two separate conversations is what you're having tonight.
Yeah.
You're looking at that first 45.
Well, sure.
And then you're sitting there and looking at the response from the second 45. And so I think it's two separate conversations that are pretty much a microcosm of what we've been seeing this season.
But ultimately, it's one of the few times this year I would say hold your head high after a loss. Because I don't think you would get that from me often. And I think I do kind of feel that way a little bit tonight. But as you mentioned, with the good, certainly before that came bad, and you have to diagnose what went wrong. We're going to try and do that on the other side. He is John Nelson. I am Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report. Continuing in 5 minutes, Atlanta United falls 5-4 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the full-time report. Still here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Abe Gordon and John Nelson. And again, one of the weirdest, wildest matches, craziness that Atlanta United has ever taken part of. But, of course, they do come up short. They trailed 5-0 in this one. Looked like heading into halftime. You get a penalty kick goal just before halftime to make it 5-1. Mm-hmm. You get another goal 20.
Sure.
Maybe less seconds out of halftime to make it 5-2, and then it's on. You get three goals in 5 minutes of game time, not real time, because pre-half and then two come post-half. In the 50th, it's 5-3, and then buckle up. You get a fourth in the 88th minute, and that's where it stands at 5-4. And we can get into how Atlanta United was able to fight back and get into this game later. What was concerning, certainly, and what was trending towards being the real discussion is, how did it get to this? How did you get to a point where you are trailing 5-0 in this game? And it was one of those things, and you know my passion for XG.
Yes.
But
hashtag
it was
sarcasm.
It was one of those things where I look at them having 5 goals, and their XG is ridiculously low
by comparison. Yeah,
for
scoring
five tally.
For scoring five, it was like what, 2.6 or something?
I don't even think it was that
or,
high.
I'm sorry, 1.8, I think.
Well, they ended the game with 1.7,
right?
But some of that was tallied on later after they had already gotten the 5 goals. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was maybe 1.3 when they had 5 goals, and that's just one of those things where you're like, all right, how does that math? And what it means is they didn't work hard enough to get the goals. It means that you gave them situations a time or two. Mm-hmm. And that certainly was the case. And that's, by the way, not to even count the 2 goals they put home that were ruled offsides earlier,
yeah,
but before they even tallied their first official one. So how did it get to be 5-0, John? What broke down? What is potentially a fix? Because what we saw today is not what we have seen since Jaden Hibbert took net, specifically since Anaya Mihai and Steon Gregerson had paired in the back. And it was one of the things I had said has been working for Atlanta United, is the backbone mm-hmm. of that defense with Hibbert, the two center backs, and above them as well. Now, the difference, or one difference,
right,
was Bartek Sleash. Mm-hmm. He's not in there.
Right.
And so we had seen Sleash and Alzate a week ago, and Sleash paired elsewhere. Maranchuk also wasn't out. So your center moving forward was a little bit different. But your four in the back were the same. Hibbert was the same. And it completely fell apart today.
Well, you had a couple of moments, and this is what it breaks down to, is it comes down to the moments. And when you have back passes that don't have a whole lot of MPH on them.
Boy, we're back there again, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, because what you do if you're trying to work, if you're trying to maintain possession and you think that your option is to go back, then what you've got to do is you have to be assured in your contact, and you've got to make sure that you're going to have enough on it, on the ball, to get it to where you want it to go. And there were a couple of instances in that rush in the first half where the back passes forced your back line into bad positions, trying to either recover the ball in possession, be the connection of the pass, or if it ends up that Columbus gets to the ball first, then you're having to defend, and a lot of the times it's that extra touch that goes in between defenders and things like that. So you had a couple of times where the back pass created an issue for the back line, and Columbus takes advantage of that issue, and, you know, having to step forward, and then if Columbus gets there first, then you're stepped out, then you're all out of kilter, and then it ends up with passes in behind and early chances for Columbus there. And they were, once again, as we mentioned, they were very clinical in their finishing in the first half. And so you do a couple of things wrong, and it's the same thing. Columbus pounced on it, took advantage, and really, if you want to look at those numbers, that's why that XG wasn't as high as it was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it was just one of those things. And look, Jaden Hibbert had come in and made some splash moments and obviously held a clean sheet the last two matches, including one of the
Toronto.
Yeah, I think
it was
236, somewhere in there. But none of these goals, I don't think, were on him. I don't think he made any goalkeeping mistakes,
no.
And nor do I think he had any of these that should have been saved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the also, again, bright spots, probably not the right term here, but I expected when the switch to Hibbert was made was there's going to be a goal here or there that is probably not happening with Goose.
It's because it's stylistic.
Sure. A mistake of a young guy trying to find his way in this league. Either a bad pass, a ball that he plays, or even if it's a goaltending mistake.
He is a different keeper than Brad.
I'm just saying that when
I was mentioning stylistics, where you have Jaden, who is more comfortable with the ball at his feet, and he's going more than happy to sit there and pass the ball with his feet, pass it forward, and act as sweeper keeper, however you want to phrase it. So, you know, it could be something like that. It could be, you know, a distribution that isn't, you know.
Well, I was even thinking more about a lot of the guys that he's faced don't have the technical skill of the guys he's facing now, and maybe shots catch him off guard, either because of power or because of angle or because of spin or whatever it might be. It was something that you can learn from. We haven't really had that, which is good. And I'm saying this as a positive.
Right.
You're never happy to sit here and talk about five goals.
No.
But I am happy to say it's not because of the young keeper.
And so then from there, you have to go forward in your lineup and go, okay, so if it's not Jaden, then is it the back line? And then is it the midfield? And then is it interaction from the midfield to the back line? And so that's where we are with the magnifying glass here, trying to determine what was going on. And it was just the midfield, I think, putting the back line and the defense, the defenders, in bad positions as they're trying to either clear and, you know, keep possession or clear the ball away or anything like that. Columbus pounces on it, and you end up with those moments that we had in the first half.
Well, there you go. We're actually going to hear from Jaden Hibbert in our next segment. I also want to take a look at a couple of scores around the league, really starting to dial in on the playoff race. And so we'll talk about that on the other side as well. He is John Nelson. I am Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report. Atlanta United falls 5-4 tonight at Columbus here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More in a moment on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll go back in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer down here as we recap a 5-4 defeat for Atlanta United. Certainly a mixed bag of emotions. Very frustrating first half. You go down 5-0. You eventually get a PK just before halftime, make it 5-1. And then a positive moments from there, and it eventually gets to 5-4, unable to find a final touch to get a draw, and you lose this one 5-4. And I would say a mixed bag for Jaden Hibbert as well. He joined Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore postgame.
What wasn't right in the first half where we haven't seen a defensive performance like that this season?
What wasn't right? I think maybe we're just not on the same page, but, you know, it's something to look back and reflect on. You can't hold, you know, one individual accountable.
What in your mind does the response in the second half say about this team?
Yeah, resilience. You know, we're tough, thick skin. We take personally, you know, that's... For me, it was extremely embarrassing to take five like that and see some fans walk out before, you know, the half is tough. So I think, you know, buckling up your pants, pulling them up, and, you know, ready to step out and do some real business, I thought was amazing from the team. And, you know, it's good for the fans to see that too for a step in the future. So I think it was a good response. It helped us.
Have you ever had a roller coaster kind of game like that in your career, even as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, in college, I had a tough one against Syracuse one time. I think it put four in the first half, similar. Maybe it was three, but like I said, mentally it's tough. Tough to stay in. I thought we did well. You know, everyone's picking each other up, so.
personally, John.
Yeah, he does, and you should. And you know, and he mentioned that the squad took things personally. They took bleeps personally, and that's what I think fans want to hear. They, you know, I think that's what we want to hear. That in moments like that, where you have just a 45 minutes that you would like to put in the shredder, that whatever was said at halftime, and there are some halftime talks where you really want to know what was said, you want to be that fly on the wall, that whatever was said, they come out for the second 45, they take bleep personally, and you see what happens there. And Jaden also mentioned not being on the same page in the defense being on the same page in the first half, being resilient in the second half. And to his point toward the end of the conversation that he had with Jason, yeah, it's good for the fans. And when you have a team that is responding that is as mentally tough to stay in the match as they did and answered the bell coming out for the second 45, yes, that is a building block that you can bring with you, finding out more about yourself, finding out more about this roster here in the end of the 25 season to get you ready for 26.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do that in a week's time because they are going to be welcoming in San Diego next Saturday. It's going to be an earlier kickoff. We'll tell you all about that in a little bit. San Diego in action right now, keeping an eye on that game. But before we hit our final break, John, I just want to talk about a couple of results across MLS impacting the playoff race, a couple of them in the East, and Charlotte keeps up their win streak. 3-0 today at home over Inter Miami. I think they've now won 9 in a row, mm-hmm. and they are approaching the MLS record for consecutive wins. This is not unbeaten. I'm talking about 3 points, three mm-hmm. points, 3 points, 9 straight times. We know they're good at Bank of America Stadium. We know that their home is a quote, fortress, and that's all good and well. They have made a real run up the table and pick up 3 more points tonight.
And it was the first-class lineup for Messi and friends. It was the 4-4-2. And you had Oscar Ustari getting the start. Jordi Alba, Maxi Falcón, Tomas Aviles, who picked up 2 yellows, which meant a red, which meant that they had to play with 10 for the final 11 minutes when it was 2-0. And then Miran Toklamati scores a PK 5 minutes after that for the third goal on the day. And then Ian Frey was on the right. Your midfield, Segovia, Busquets, Yannick Bright, Rodrigo De Paul. And then you had Allende and Messi up top. So, I mean, this was not just a rotated squad or anything like that. That was that lineup that they put out there because Inter Miami has 4 matches in hand coming into today, and if they were to take care of all 4, they would have been behind Philadelphia by a point. So now they're now chasing that 2 seed instead of possibly seeing if Philadelphia could stumble here or there.
Now, we'll get to Philadelphia in a second. Another game that was played with some implications in the Eastern Conference, Cincinnati and Nashville. We talked about it. It's number 2 and number 4 mm-hmm. In the Eastern Conference. And Cincinnati, this one was scoreless for a while, but back and forth affairs. Cincinnati scores in the 73rd. Surge for Nashville, who we just saw 2 weeks ago, scores and equalizes in the 84th. And then you talk about the 8 minutes of stoppage time here.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 minutes of stoppage time, Cincinnati finds a winner off the boot of Evander. This is a pretty significant 3 points for Cincinnati as they have now, one, not get passed by Charlotte by getting that. And then based on what Philadelphia is doing now, and we'll get to that in just a moment, they've put themselves within 1 game striking distance of the Eastern Conference's top seed. So really big 3 points for Cincinnati.
Yep, they're at 55, 2 behind Philly. Philly and Cincy are in. That much we know.
Right.
We just don't know the where. And going back to the matchup with Charlotte and Messi and friends, currently, and yes, they do have as many as 3 or 4 matches in hand, but right now, Inter Miami is in the 8th spot in the playoffs.
And we'll see if that can change. And again, I mentioned Philly is in action, but they are not going anywhere unless they have, I don't know, an Atlanta United-like turnaround because they are trailing Vancouver. And this was a big one, too. Not, you know, top teams. Vancouver has slipped a little bit in the Western Conference in terms of their standings, but Philly was right up top in the East. And you're talking about supporter shield race and all sorts of other stuff. Philly goes west to BC Place. They're getting throttled. It is 4-0 Vancouver just after halftime. And so they got their fourth goal also on a penalty kick in stoppage time of the first half. So it is 4-0 Vancouver. And again, the race is on in the Eastern Conference. The race is on for the Supporter Shield. And Philly is losing ground at this moment.
Vancouver's BC Place, traditionally a very, very tough place to play. And you look at the lineup once again that Philly put out. Andrew Rick in net because of injuries and such. Westfield, Nathan Harriel, Jacob Glesnes, and Bedoya, your back four. Indiana Vasilev, the pride of Savannah, Georgia. Bueno, Lukic, and Sullivan. Then you have Alaski and Ua. So offensively, it's pretty much what you would think for first choice. Then no Kai Wagner starting tonight. You know, he is on the bench. Mbaizo's on the bench. Ty Barabo's on the bench. Kevin Sullivan's on the bench. Danley Jean-Jacques on the bench. So Bradley Carnell kind of chose his lineup a little differently, and they're getting it handed to them in Vancouver tonight at BC Place.
Well, we'll keep an eye on some of the other games that are still going on in the MLS, specifically San Diego as they host Minnesota right now at Snapdragon Stadium. We'll talk about San Diego as they come here to Atlanta next. Final couple of moments here. It is the Five Stripes. It is the full-time report.
Full-time report. Oh,
I'm restarting the day as best possible. It is the full-time report. Coming back in 5 minutes to wrap things up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. Final couple minutes as we recap a 5-4 defeat for Atlanta United at the hands of the Columbus Crew. And we also turn the page. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson here of Soccer Down Here. We turn the page to San Diego. San Diego is going to be coming in a week's time for a early match, a kickoff of 4:30 with a pregame show starting at 3:30. And the big thing for me right now, and they are playing at home tonight. They're
playing at the Murph Dragon, baby.
San Diego is the best team in all of MLS. Mm-hmm. At away record, they are 10-4-0 this season away from home.
Yep.
So an incredible streak there, and that's something that Atlanta is going to have to contend with in a week's time.
Yeah, with San Diego, what Mikey Veras wanted to do, he and Tyler Heaps, they wanted to build down the spine. And in net, you've got C.J. Dos Santos. You've got a back line that involves Chris McVay, who we know from his time in Fort Lauderdale. Luca Bombino, a very, very young, talented player who's come into his own this year. Patty McNair getting the start again tonight. And then you have a midfield three of Alikari Tverskov and Luca De La Torre. Anders Dreyer obviously gets the spot shadow because he is a true MVP candidate in Major League Soccer this year. And Dreyer coming into tonight, 14 goals and 18 assists.
Wow.
He's been putting up a lot of numbers for San Diego this season. And they're doing this even as they had Milan Olasky. They brought him back over. He's had some success in USL Championship, goes overseas. They bring him back. He scores a boatload of goals. They don't agree on a contract, and he's now in Philadelphia. And so now Chucky Lozano is starting to pick up the slack. He was injured to start the year. Chucky Lozano's got 9 goals. Luca De La Torre's got 4. Valicari with 4. A lot of different folks have participated and contributed offensively for San Diego this year, but obviously the spot shadow is going to be on Anders Dreyer when he comes to town.
Yeah, look, this is a San Diego team that right now, with it being scoreless in the first half tonight for them, they are second in the Western Conference in goals scored, just 1 goal behind San Jose. So there's a chance that you're welcoming in a team that scored more goals than anyone in the Western Conference, and you look at the goals conceded. Not great. Third right now. And maybe that changes and they go into a tie for fourth with LAFC. But third fewest conceded. And so this is a team that can – we talked about it, right? Atlanta United not good enough in either box, defending or attacking. This is one team that you would say they're good at attacking. They're strong in that box,
yeah.
and defending strong at that box as well. So it is going to be a tall task for Atlanta United when they return to action coming up in a week's time right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again 3:30 on Saturday, September 20th for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on San Diego FC. Special thanks to John Cherosky, our producer.
Thank you, Dom.
back in studio, and to John Kramer.
Thank you, legend.
Our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason, the voices
of Atlanta
and Jason. United, and Madison Cruz and John Nelson, thank yourself.
Thanks to Madison and me.
Of soccer down here. I am Abe Gordon.
Thank you,
once
Abe.
Again, the final today, Atlanta United 5, Atlanta United 4, Columbus 5, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.